getting set to kick off his first football season as head coach for the Bulldogs. Mr. Tony and Ace, good morning, Tony.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing great, Coach. How's camp going?
Well, we just broke it yesterday, so it went well, and now we're on St. Francis week.
What kind of steps and growth did you see from your team throughout the preseason here?
We made a lot of progress scheme-wise, and the effort's been there from the beginning. My concern is the toughness. We coach a certain brand of tough, and we'll see. We're pushing them hard, and hopefully they'll respond. But as of right now, that'll be the determination on how good we'll be is how tough we'll be.
Coach, what type of cupboard were you looking at as far as players that were left over? Then you were able to bring up a lot of kids from the Grand Rapids Community College program that went dark. And also, you did a great job with your coaching staff. I know just from some of the names that I followed with the high school football scene, with getting some high school seniors from last year to commit to the program. But talk about where the program was at talent-wise when you took over.
Well, I don't know exactly because I don't know what it looks like. I take these jobs, like when I took the Grand Rapids Community College job, I went to the first game to play DuPage, and I was scared to death at looking at their size and their athleticism. So, it's hard to know because, I've seen GLIAC football, and I know how strong it is, but I really don't know how we compare in regards to, our abilities. And I do know that we've got some kids that can run around pretty well and some kids that really are determined to be successful, and I told them from the beginning there wouldn't be an entitlement program, so all the veterans weren't really perceived as veterans. They had to earn the coaching staff's respect, and they've worked really hard, and it's been really competitive in practice in regards to positional victories. And I think we're there. We've got some work to do, obviously, but we've got some really good kids as well.
Tony, were the players that were there and left over with the coaching staff change, were they receptive to you guys coming in and what you want to do to take this program to the next level?
They've been unbelievable, actually. I couldn't ask for anything more for, coachability and loyalty, reception to some of the ideas that we brought forth, and the level of intensity in practice and almost the crazy berserk intensity on the field. And so they responded quite favorably. They look at us like we're nuts sometimes, but our
good
staff is running around as energetic as they can be, and the kids have really responded. So I couldn't have asked any more.
Coach, give me some names. Who are some of the kids that you think will really excel this year?
Well, on the offensive end, just some of the returners, Skyler Stoker's a running back who was rolling pretty good last year until he got hurt. Trevor Smolenski's starting, returning left tackle, big kid from Marshall. Sam Parker's also a starting, returning right guard for us. Those are some of the key guys on offense. Defensively, we have Kyle Moss is our preseason All-American guy. Mike Elias, both of these a linebacker. Mike Elias also a linebacker back. Alec Brajack, those guys, all three of those linebackers have spent a lot of time playing. Jordan Morgan's a D-end. He's a guy that has had some GLIAC honors in the past. There's some guys on the back end that have played, and then also we brought in Jamar Wimberly, who was a GRCC guy who's probably going to start for us from the get-go. Will Miles is a guy that plays in the secondary that was out last year, who was a preseason All-American going in 2011. He's doing a good job. There's quite a few kids with quite a few, games under their belt, and so it's just a matter of putting it all together.
How about that quarterback race, Coach? I know you got a couple of guys, one of them locally out of Rockford, Taylor Masiewicz, who's a sophomore. Has anyone separated themselves yet?
Masiewicz and Jason Vanderlaan have really went at it all the way through, from spring ball through to you know, the last couple of days. So, you know, going into the deal, we're going to let both of them play some next Thursday and see if there's any separation there. But they both bring, you know, some unique abilities to the field. And Taylor's a great kid. He's done very, very well from Rockford. And actually him and I went to the game last night together. And he's got a lot of skills. He's a very athletic kid, very coachable, and he's done a great job. So it's going to be used regardless. You know, Taylor's a redshirt sophomore, and Jason's a redshirt freshman, so it's going to be a young guy.
Coach, you mentioned St. Francis week. What do you expect from your opponent coming up?
Well, they were 8-3 last year. They've got a lot of returning starters. You know, they're an NAIA school, and they've done very, very well. And so we got to go to Joliet, which is just outside of Chicago, and so we're on the road the first couple weeks. So it's going to be a test. We got to take care of ourselves and go out perform to our abilities, and not really worry about, you know, what their strengths are in regards to, you know, worrying about getting a W. We just need to go out and play every play and hopefully not be a scoreboard watcher. And at the end, you know, if our efforts, being able to execute, if those things are there, I think we got a good chance.
Ferris State Fridays, head coach of the Bulldogs, new head coach Tony Anise from GRCC and from Muskegon High back in the day, joining us live. Home opener September 15th, 7 o'clock against Ashland, one of the teams to look out for on the other side of the GLIAC. That'll be up in Big Rapids. And for season tickets, don't forget, you can go online, ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Great new website. That's ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Coach, you mentioned the GLIAC, and you know GLIAC football, and boy, I tell you what, the last few years, it has really gotten tough. It is not just Grand Valley State and everyone else anymore, especially look at Wayne State getting to the national championship game last year.
Yeah, you know, you just mentioned that schedule. Our home opener's against Ashland, who's picked to win the South, and then we have the gauntlet of the North, which someone said was kind of like the equivalent of the SEC, you know, in Division II football. So Ashland's going to be a tough one at home. They're the pick, and then we go to Saginaw, to Grand Valley. You know, we come back and host Hillsdale and Michigan Tech, and then on the road to Wayne State. So, I mean, you know, I'm not finishing here, but yeah. I think
your point is made.
Of how tough it is.
Yeah, so it's going to be definitely a gauntlet, as you described it, but we're excited about it, Coach, and we're glad to have you up there, and we look forward to following you guys and talking with you throughout this season.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate you guys' support. We're going to be excited to have you guys involved with us on Fridays, and hopefully we can do some good things on every Saturday, with the exception of this next week is on Thursday night.
And lastly, Tony, I just want to leave it with this. A lot of excitement up in Big Rapids with your hire, Colleen Lamro-Tay, taking over the women's basketball program. I know her from Grand Rapids Catholic Central. There really is a buzz that translates down here to Grand Rapids, what you guys are doing up there.
Yeah, that's great because, you know, I've said this before. You know, we're going to really work that area hard. I had a lot of my coaches out last night. We had a scrimmage yesterday, and a lot of my coaches were out at games, you know, at the Kentwood Grand Ledge game, the Hudsonville Holt game. Some of my guys were with me at the Rockford Lowell game. And so we're going to run around. We're going to evaluate a lot of kids in West Michigan. And we certainly want the support of West Michigan. And anybody who wants to take the drive I'm taking right now up to Big Rapids and come support us, that would be awesome.
Well, Tony, good luck next Thursday night on the road against St. Francis in the opener.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Head coach.
Keep it on the road and keep her under 70, Coach. I heard how you guys fly up there in the morning.
Yeah, it's always under 70.
I'll bet.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, guys. Thank you.